You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Lisa Bishop. It's a privilege to be with you this week as we continue to talk about transformation. And today we are talking about who we are being creates transformation. Who are you being? Now, that may sound like a funny question. We don't often think about or consider that question. We're more accustomed to the question, what do you do? Especially when meeting someone for the first time, inevitably the question, what do you do for a living, comes up. We're so accustomed to identifying ourselves by what we do, but what if we were to operate from a different question? Who am I being? While what we do has significance, God is more concerned with who I'm being and how I'm showing up in the world, on the job, in my relationships. So ask yourself the question, how am I committed to people experiencing me? For example, if you were to ask me what I do, I would say I'm a coach, leadership trainer, and director of women's ministry. That is what I do for my work and calling. You might answer that question by saying I'm a mom or a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, or a massage therapist. That's what you do. But regardless of what you do, who are you committed to being? The Bible gives us many examples of who we're called to be, and as a woman who loves and follows Jesus, here are just a few examples. 1 Corinthians 13 says, we are called to be patient and kind. Colossians 4 calls us to put on, to be compassionate, humble, forgiving, loving, and thankful. And Galatians 5:22, we see who we're called to be as we grow in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, producing good, faithful, gentle, and exhibiting self-control. Other examples we see in God's Word include being generous, courageous, merciful, humble. The character traits go on and on. While what we do may change throughout the course of our life, who we are called to be, who we are being, does not change based on our circumstances. It's who we are regardless of what's happening around us or to us. So, who are you committed to being? What qualities of Christ-likeness is God calling you to grow in? God is not as concerned with what you do as He is with who you are being and who you are becoming. And the awesome news is that we have the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in us to help us grow. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight the Christ-like qualities He wants to produce in you. As you focus on who you are being, see how your life and your relationships transform. Tomorrow, we're going to continue talking about living a transformed life. This is Lisa Bishop, and you can find us at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.